tale of Sir Robin. So each of the knights went their separate ways. Sir Robin rode north through the dark forest of Ewing, accompanied by his favorite minstrels.
Bravely bold Sir Robin rode forth from Camelot. He was not afraid to die, oh, brave Sir Robin. He was not at all afraid to be killed in nasty ways. Brave, 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 brave Sir Robin. He was not in the least bit scared to be mashed into a pulp, or to have his eyes gouged out and his elbows broken, to have his kneecap split and his body burned away, and his limbs all hacked and mangled, brave Sir Robin. His head smashed in and his heart cut out and his liver removed and his bowels unplugged and his nostrils raped and his bottom burnt off and his penis...
That's enough music for now, lads. Looks like there's dirty work afoot.
Halt! Yes, it was the dreaded three-headed knight, the fiercest creature for yards around. For second after second, Robin held his own, but the onslaught proved too much for this brave knight. Scarcely was his armor damp when Robin suddenly, dramatically changed his tactics.
He faggered off.
So he has, he's scarpered.
Brave Sir Robin ran away.
No!
Bravely ran away, away.
I didn't.
When danger reared its ugly head, he bravely turned his tail and
no!
fled. His brave Sir Robin turned about.
I didn't.
He chickened out, bravely taking
I never
feet,
did.
A very brave retreat.
Oh, lies.
Brave Sir Robin.
I never.